My guest at this time is Tom Schatz. He's the president of Citizens Against Government Waste here in Washington. We want to get his reaction to a new report suggesting $125 billion, not million, billion in Pentagon waste. We also want to get Mr. Schatz to weigh in on the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill being pushed by President-elect Donald Trump. And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be on, Greg.
Well, this new report is courtesy of the Washington Post. They did not conduct it, but it was conducted, I believe, privately by the Defense Business Board, and they came to the conclusion that there could be $125 billion in savings over 5 years. One of the most alarming revelations is that almost a quarter of its $580 billion budget was spent on overhead and things like human resources, logistics, and accounting. So, first of all, what's your reaction to this much bloat at the Pentagon?
Uncovering the bloat is not a surprise, and covering it up is also not a surprise, because the Pentagon buried this whole report, which came out more than a year ago. And this is not the first time that these kinds of expenditures have been uncovered. The Grace Commission, which is the organization that was run by President Reagan, the study run by President Reagan, and then Citizens Against Government Waste was created to follow up on the Grace Commission report back in 1984. The Grace Commission found a lot of similar expenditures at the Pentagon. Five of the 47 Grace Commission task force reports were on the Pentagon, a lot of it dealing with procurement and personnel. Right now the Pentagon has almost an equal number of civilian personnel and contractors as it does troops, which seems to be a little bit too much in terms of support. We should have more troops than support.
That would make sense to a lot of people, absolutely. So you've been dealing with fighting against government waste for a long time in this city. How tough is it, even now that this has been revealed, to actually do anything about it?
Well, again, the Grace Commission tried. The Clinger-Cohn Act is a procurement reform proposal that was passed into law. Secretary Cohn, who wrote the report, was Secretary of Defense. Secretary Rumsfeld, Secretary Gates, you know, a lot of people who have run the Pentagon have tried to get things done to make the whole operation run more effectively. And Congress gets in the way as well. Difficult to get rid of a wasteful program or even reduce staff. The Pentagon is not a jobs program. The Pentagon is there to protect national security, and wasting the money on overhead is not protecting national security.
Why is there so much effort to hide this? You'd think they'd be proud that they were, quote-unquote, efficient enough to not need so much spending, and if they needed more in the future, Congress is pretty good at giving it to them.
They were concerned that this money would just be cut because they wanted to show that they could cut Pentagon spending, but the report itself said take this money and use it for more effective defense purposes, more important defense purposes. But the Pentagon brass apparently didn't trust Congress to do that. I think they would have received this quite well. Congress has closed unnecessary military bases when they needed to. They would certainly cut back on this kind of overhead, especially in these times where our national security needs are constantly changing. We're fighting new and different wars. We don't need the same old weapon systems in many cases. And I would think that a number of these jobs in these areas are superfluous. Remember, the Pentagon has never passed a financial audit. So we know that there's a lot more waste, even than the Defense Business Board found.
Is the timing of this potentially good? Because Donald Trump has talked a lot about beefing up the military, restoring it to what he believes is a previous level of greatness, and that it needs to be improved from its current standing. If all this wasteful money is already being appropriated, will it make it that much easier to funnel it into those types of operations like the Pentagon claims it was trying to do here?
Well, the Pentagon didn't really try. The Pentagon buried the report. It was the Defense Business Board that did try.
Right.
So, we hope that that's the case. I think taxpayers and voters brought Donald Trump here to do those kinds of things. He's not attached to any of these matters, any of the companies that are involved. And, you know, this is something that even what he said about the, you know, Boeing building the presidential plane, whether it's $4 billion or $2 billion, whatever it is, it's really about cost overruns at the Department of Defense. And the fact that it's time to make changes. A number of the people coming in have long-standing business experience, and while the government is not a business, it's very difficult to fire people, which is part of the problem. They can certainly initiate more ways to spend the tax dollars effectively.
We're talking with Tom Schatz. He's president of Citizens Against Government Waste. And while we talk about potential greater efficiency in a Trump administration, at the same time, the president-elect is advocating for about $1 trillion in spending on new infrastructure projects. And if that sounds fairly familiar, we got nearly $1 trillion in the Obama stimulus nearly 8 years ago. Tom, what do you make of what some people are calling a rerun here and others are saying would be spent more judiciously to actually create infrastructure improvements?
I don't see any way that a Republican Congress approves another stimulus, so it won't look anything like that. If it's done properly and it's done by pushing a lot of that money down to the states so that they can spend it effectively, and the way that transportation funds are spent overall is part of the deal, then yes, some of this could be very helpful. You don't need to do more than you really need to do, but there is a lot of infrastructure that needs to be repaired, and bridges, roads, but you know, we don't need the federal government going back to paying for streetscapes and streetlights in the middle of a small town, which is part of what happened under the stimulus and under the transportation bill in 2006. I don't think they're going to forget on Capitol Hill the Bridge to Nowhere, which is part of actually the 2005 highway bill.
Right.
There's already comments being made that they want to make sure this money is spent very effectively and nothing like has been done in the past.
So how do you make sure that happens?
Well, it's part of the job of groups like Citizens Against Government Waste and Congress itself, making it very clear how the money would be spent. And, you know, saying that we need $1 trillion is not the same as putting the legislation into place and determining how it can be done. There's a lot of talk about public-private partnerships. There might be more roads with tolls that would help pay for the roads. So there are ways to pay for some of this in the way the whole construction is done and how the funding is done into the future.
A lot to keep track of as we head into a new administration. Tom, as always, great to have your insights. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Tom Schatz is president of Citizens Against Government Waste. For more information, you can find them at cagw.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.